Yom Aleph, Parashat Baal Yitzcho.
We saw in the Rishonim, the Ran, the Ritva, the Nemtzachon Betordov or Poshut, that you only say Doifen Akuma if Tfanes Magiyos Leschach. If Tfanes Ein Magiyos Leschach, you don't say Doifen Akuma. This was the Anoche Pshut of the Rishonim. That we only say Doifen Akuma if Tfanes Magiyos Leschach. If Ein Tfanes Magiyos Leschach, we don't say Doifen Akuma. We explain different reasons, nafkaminas. And the Ran said, B'toich HaDvorim, if you only say Doifen Akuma B'tfanes Magiyos Leschach, so the only way to learn our sugya is that it's Tfanes Magiyos Leschach. And of them state, if it's Arba Amos, you don't say Doifen Akuma. And if it's less from Dalad Amos, you say Doifen Akuma. Right? This is the sugya. So the sugya is in the case of Tfanes Magiyos Leschach. And of them state in the sugya, and of them state in the sugya that Tfanes Magiyos Leschach. And if as Arba Amos you don't say Doifen Akuma, and if it's less you say Doifen Akuma. And the Ran asks the following question: Frag the Ran, Lefi Rabbe, that if Tfanes Magiyos Leschach the sugya is kosher, so even Yosef Arba Amos the sugya is kosher. So if Doifen Akuma is only B'tfanes Magiyos Leschach, if Doifen Akuma is only B'tfanes Mitchanes Magiyos Leschach, so Al Kochoch we're talking about that the Tfanes Magiyos Leschach. If the Tfanes Magiyos Leschach is kosher even Lemalo, even Yosef Ma'arba Amis, because the whole Sukkah is kosher. The whole Sukkah is kosher. So Al Kochoch our Sukkah is, or She'en Tfanes Magiyos Leschach, but then it's Mucha that you could say Doifen Akuma without Tfanes Magiyos Leschach. Has to be that it is Tfanes Magiyos Leschach. So why, if it's Arba Amos, is not kosher? Aril if you rabbi, the whole Sukkah is kosher. Arayesh She'en Aloche Kerabbi. That even if Tfanes Magiyos Leschach, the Sukkah Lemale Mesimama is Posul, and the only way to kasher the Sukkah is when to say Doifen Akuma, and if it's Yosef Ma'arba Amos, it's Posul. B'meile, it's a kasher and the Raive, it says Aloche Kerabe, it's Mucha from our Sukkah, that Aloche Kerabe. So the Uchlaner brings down one teretz, and we spoke it out. Maybe we're talking in a case that the Tfanes are not Magiyos Leschach, aber the only rochoik pochis misholish tfochim. They're not so far from the schach, the pochis misholish. So dear, mitzad rabbe, it's not called Tfanes Magiyos Leschach. Aber dear, you could say Doifen Akuma. Now the Uchlaner learns that when the Rishonim say that you need Tfanes Magiyos Leschach, and if not, you can't say Doifen Akuma, it's only if it's missing more from Shalosh Tfochim. But if it's missing less from Shalosh Tfochim, Lovud is Kesosum, and you could say Doifen Akuma. Lovud is Kesosum, and you could say Doifen Akuma. Mila the Uchlaner says, I will be Maimi the Sugya that the Tfanes Apochis Misholosh. To the schach, al tzrabe, it's not called Tfanes Magiyos Leschach. Aber I could say Doifen Akuma. So b'meile be'arba amos pochis ma'arba amos is ksheiro. Yosef ma'arba amos is posul. But we said in the Ran steht nicht das. The Ran said that the Gemara cannot be alibe the rabbe. So in the Ran steht that if it's even less from shalosh tfochim, you cannot say Doifen Akuma, nainu lovu than Doifen Akuma. And one of the two reasons, other because he holds that because you have to curve the wall, even lovud you can't say and then to curve the wall. Other because he holds treil chesel lo yamrinen and you can't say lovud and Doifen Akuma. But either one of the two reasons is a reason that you can't say Doifen Akuma and lovud. You can't say Doifen Akuma and lovud. Kommunistana says, Punkt verkehrt. If it's poches mishloisha, it's considered Tfanes Magiyos Leschach. Rebbe Yashiv and Sefer Ha'ores and his shir, he wanted to ask Azar Shailen. I want to ask you what you tayne. Svore. He said, Lemaisa Reva Kasha, this Gemara is the Loike Rabbe. If the walls get to the Schach, it's Kosha. Even if the Itztabo is in the middle, the whole Sukkah is Kosha Lefer Rabbe. And if the walls that don't get to the Schach, you can't see Doifen Akuma. This is the Rishonim's kasha. How Rabbi will be minded the sugya? Aloha ki Rabbi? Zog the Beliashi if he wants to ask a shayla. What if you have a sukkah sheyigvoya lemalo me'esrim amo? 10 meters, right? And the tfanas magiyas l'schach. So lefi Rabbi it's kosher, lefi Rabbi it's posul. So lefi Rabbi you have a itzaba, so if it's far you can't see, even akuma if you could. But lefi Rabbi, this is the kasha, even if the itzaba is in the middle, the whole sukkah is kosher. Frank the Beliashi v'shayla. But think good. Sukkah sheyigvoya lemalo me'esrim amo, 8 amos, the sukkah. Tfanas magiyas l'schach. You have a itzaba in the middle. So lechure, lefi Rabbi you say Devin Akuma. Lefi Rabbi you don't have to come to Devin Akuma. The sukkah is kosher. The schach around the sukkah is a schach posul. Again, sukkah she gvoya lemalo. Rabbi Yashiv is in Sefer Ha'oros. The sukkah is gvoya lemalo me'esrim amo, and it's surrounded with a 2 amos schach posul. In the middle is schach kosher. Forget about the itztabo. It's kosher le'rabbe or posul le'rabbe. Rabbi holds mechitzas magiyas l'schach is good. Here, when it's magiyas l'schach, the schach is a schach posul. And the middle is a schach kosher. It's good or it's not good? Think. Rabbi holds, if the sukkah is gvoya me'esrim amo and the walls get till the top, Rabbi says it's kosher. Here, the sukkah is gvoya lemalo me'esrim amo. It's surrounded with schach posul. In the middle, you have a schach kosher. And to be kosher lefi Rabbi or posul lefi Rabbi? To be kosher lefi Rabbi or posul lefi Rabbi? Rabbi Eliashi says by him it's poshut misvore that it's posul lefi Rabbi. Because the walls get to the top, the person sees a schach posul, it doesn't help. If you say doifen akuma, and then you get to the itztabo, then it's good. Because on the itztabo, the guy sees the schach, he's less than mesrim amo. So if you say doifen akuma, it'll be good. What do you mean? Well, I say doifen akuma to weird, but it's malo me'esrim. No, it doesn't help. No. It doesn't help. Because the doifen akuma to weird, there's no kosher in the middle. The wall, the eye doesn't help if the eye doesn't curve with the doifen akuma. Why not? This is what Rabbi Eliashiv says. Well, why not? Along the Sahel, along the Sahin, the eye doesn't curve. And as David could ask, the eye doesn't go, and love with the eye doesn't go. So again, Rabbi Eliashiv Tainas, that you can have a chetim tzeves sukkah, that it's gvoya lemala me'esrim amo, you have schach posul around it, and you have an itztabo in the middle. So also lefi Rabbi, if you say doifen akuma, the sukkah be kosher. If you don't say doifen akuma, the sukkah be posul. So you have a chetimtze of a sukkah alibe de Rabbi. So Benzim, the Rishonim has a kasha. Sukkah de itztabo le Rabbi lo itztarich. Why? Mimonefshach. If you have the tefilas magiyas l'schach, anyway you don't have to come to Deifan Akuma. And if not, you have to come to Deifan Akuma. The teretz is, you have a schach posul, but mainly you have to come to Deifan Akuma. And mainly b'chai gav ne'ash kichon afilu l'rabbe. About the pashtus is that the sugi that is not psach posul in the middle, because the rishonim want to be machshir the whole sugi mitzad. The rishonim are machshir the whole sugi mitzad psal. So while the rishonim are machshir the whole sugi mitzad psal, the rishonim are learning that the whole sugi is a schach kosher. But to answer the ravid, how the ravid will be maimi the sugi alibe the rabbe, we have a chetim to how to be maimi the sugi alibe the rabbe. We have a chetim tzar to be maimi the sugi alibe the rabbe. This is one zach. Also, we said lefi the Rambam, we said you can't move it if it's chach posul. You only could curve it. And we said in the itztabo you have to move it lefi the Rambam. You can't curve it. Also, lefi the Rambam, we said we're not talking to the chach posul on the side. So we said yom chamishi b'cheshbonos in the Rambam. But mikol b'koim, this is a chat. And Rabbi Eliashiv wants to be maybe done that he could have a chetim tzeh lefi Rabbe tfanes magiyas l'schach and a itztaben, you have to come to a doifen akuma. But we need to be, Rabbi Eliashiv was poshet him, but sometimes we could argue maybe that mechitzas magiyas l'schach only can help if the magia is schach kosher. If it's a schach posul around and the mechitzas magia, it's not kosher. You have to come to Deifen Akuma. You have to come to the Deifen Akuma. Let me go invite. As another orid of Das Rashi. Rashi says, Bais shel nifchas, gagoy, vegagim shelohem chalokim hem, shovim veloim meshupoim. Their roofs were straight, they didn't have crooked rules. Roofs. Why Rashi says it? Bais shel nifchas, v'sichach al gaboy is kosher. We say doifen akuma. My nefkimin, if their roofs were straight, or their roofs were crooked. My nefkimin. Hazeif reik Rabbi Yashi. My nefkimin. The Gemara says, I know doifen akuma from bais shel nifchas. I know doifen akuma bais shel nifchas. So Rashi. Gagim shalom, yeshorim hoyu, they were straight, and they were not crooked. How Rashi knows, he knows. Yes. What Rashi wants? Maybe they were crooked. But what's the idea? We're learning now what kind of roofs they had. We're not learning what kind of roofs they had. Rashi says, Gagim shalom, yeshorim hoyu, velo yakumi. So I want to tell you what Rabbi Yashiv says and what I think. Rabbi Yashiv says, that Rashi is coming to say Rashi had a kasha. The Gemara said by us doifen akuma. Rashi says by us the Gemara says doifen akuma. Zog the Gemara, what is the chidush doifen akuma? I know doifen akuma from bais shel nifchas. I don't need doifen akuma by us. You told me the chidush in itzta from doifen akuma. I can learn it from bais shel nifchas. Rashi had shver, maybe I cannot learn it from Bais shel nifchas. Bais shel nifchas, Rashi thought their houses were like Bayos, like a Yamakaza. No, then for sure you could say doifen akuma. But who said when you have a sukkah, the malamas rimamo, that you could say doifen akuma when it's straight? Maybe when the wall anyway is curving, mizak doifen akuma. Dalkum shel ksolim liisakim. When a roof is like this, this is a wall, this is a roof. So how the Gemara answers the kasha? Doifen akuma, I could learn it out from bais shel nifchas. Mechateis, I could learn it out from bais shel nifchas. Zogt Rashi, Terah zogt Rabbi, their houses were straight. Bemeli, zol bezach. I say zogt Rabbi Yashi in his bloodshed. So Rashi came to answer balabati shel kasha. Yishal ha-shoyel, what is the raya for doifen akuma from bais shel nifchas? Maybe in bais when it's crooked, it's easy to say doifen akuma. But when it's straight, maybe you can't say Deifen Akuma. So Rashi, no, that's Nishkin Chesh. So Rashi, that's Nishkin Chesh. That's Nishkin Chesh. Could be a terrorist. I want to ask you a shayla. I'm a thing good. You have a bais, you want to say Deifen Akuma. It's not a straight house, it's a crooked house. If you measure the crooked part, it's 8 amos. If you measure the ear space, it's less from Arba Amis. You say Deifen Akuma or not? Again, you have a house. The wide of the house is 6 Amos. You have 2 Amos Schach Posel on this side, 2 Amos. And the middle you have Arba Amos Schach Kosher. It's good. Right? You have 8 Amos, 2 Posel, 4 Amos. But the roof is not straight. It's a crooked roof. And if you measure the roof from the time that the wall starts to curve this way, it's 8 Amos. Slant. And here you have a schach kosher. You could say Deifen Akuma or not. If you put a string, the amount of the roof that is crooked is 8 amos. If you go airspace, it's only 2 amos. You say Deifen Akuma, you don't say Deifen Akuma. I thought to myself, Yeshli is topic. If the gather is that you curve the wall could curve till Darkon Shalik Solim Lisakim Arba Amis. Here I have to curve it for 8 amos. I can't say Deifen Akuma. If the wall moves, so the wall could move Ad Arba Amis. I mean, it can move in a place that is here, but when it moves, it could move Ad Arba Amis. Lemaise the Mogen Avrom, the Mishnah Berurah brings in Dam and Tof Reish Lamed Beis Sif Kotn Hey, that you could say Doifen Akuma. You don't go how much the length of the roof is. You take the ear space and lefi that you measure Doifen Akuma. Mele, this is what Rashi said. Rashi, why Arba Amis? Don't measure the roof. Arba Amis is in the ear. The roof could be much more from Arba Amis. So why the Gemara says Arba Amis? So Rati, the roofs were straight. Avad, if it's crooked, it could be much more. But the Lomdim wanted to say Pungfakert. That if the roof is crooked, could be you could say Daifan Akumo even 20 meters. You can make a roof like this more from Arba Amis. But if the roof is crooked, there's Daifan Akumo. It's a Metzias of Daifan Akumo. Maybe even 20 Amis you could say Daifan Akumo. When you have a sukkah, Lamazang, and the wall's a little bit crooked. And if you mamash measure from the bottom, it'll be less, more from Arba Amis. The sukkah is possible? Yeah, I'm saying you have a real roof, a wall. It's crooked. It's crooked, 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 crooked. Then you put schach. You have a problem? The Mishnah Berurah says that you measure if it's more from space from Arba, it's possible. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's possible. So we could have learned that Rashi punkt verkehrt. Rashi had shver. Why are we saying ad Arba Amis? If the roof is crooked, you could say even more from Arba Amis. Zogt Rashi, the roof is straight. But if the roof is crooked, you could say even more from Arba Amis Leifan Akuma. So again, I think three drachim, what Rashi came to add here. Other Rashi at Shver, what the Gemara is asking a question from Baish and Nifras, maybe when it's crooked, it's easier to say Leifan Akuma. When it's straight, you don't say Leifan Akuma. So what is the Gemara asking Akasha? What is the Chiddush here? We can learn it from Baish and Nifchas. Maybe we cannot learn it from Baish and Nifchas. Maybe we cannot learn it from Baish and Nifchas. Baish and Nifchas is crooked. For sure you say Deif and Akuma. Bayos Mechetes. So Rashi, Baish and Nifchas was straight. This is Rabbi Yashi. Could have been Rashi came to speak like the Shaila from the Magen Avraham. Why only Arba Amis, Lechure? You have to measure the ear. But the wall himself could go much more. So Rashi was straight. Aber Avada zog dem Mugen Avram, you measure the feet of space in the ear, even if the wall is much more. Aber the measurement is all the feet of the ear. Ad Arba Amis, we say Deif and Akuma, more we don't say. I'm saying, I saw some Achroini want to say Pung Fakert. But when the wall is crooked, it's going even more from Arba Amis. Let me gain the next Shlav. It's the Bomina Emtza, we say Doif and Akuma from three sides. So we saw in the tour that it's the Bominatza, it's a connected Doif and Aimtsoi, the first case. Rashi says the whole Sukkah is kosher mitzad psal. But in the second case, and in the third case, it's the Bominatza, or it's the Bominatza, you cannot eat in the rest of the Sukkah. Why you cannot eat in the rest of the Sukkah? Because you can't eat under the wall. Right. This is Shitas Rashi in the Tur. That valid Tzadayif and Akuma, you can eat under the wall. You can eat on the Itztaba, but you can't eat under the wall. You can't eat under a Doifen. That's the Shitas Rashi in the Tur. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Einachanami, the Ritva and the Ran bought a Shita, maybe that you could eat under the wall. But we will start first with the main Shita. The main sheet that we mentioned already a couple days is Shita Saran and Rashi, that Bedoifen Kenegeda Emtsoi you could eat in the whole Sukkah Mitzad Psal, but Beitztabo Minatzad, Beitztabo Beemtza, while you say Doifen Akuma, you can eat in the sides. As I stated in all the Rishon. Zog the Dogul Mirvov in the Shulchan Aruch. What is the halacha that you can eat in the sides because it's Doif and Akuma? It's only of the case of Rashi. Like we saw at the beginning of the Sugya. Three walls, ve'arevis Pesach. But what if you have four walls and you have an Itztaba Be'emtza? Zog de Dogul Mirvava. I can eat in the side. Because the other three walls will be the walls of the Sukkah. And this will be Midin Psal, kosher. So Be'itztaba Be'emtza, I could eat in the side. Because I have three walls on the other side. And now the rest is psal. So you have a sukkah. Four walls. Deif and Akuma, Deif and Akuma, Deif and Akuma. And here, it's kosher medin psal. Then if I want to eat in this side, three walls from the other side. Three walls from the other side. and then it's kosher mitzvah bsar. And if I want to eat on this side, three walls from this side, and then it's kosher mitzvah bsar. And 10 people could sit in all different places. Every person looks on the sugi that it's kosher from his side. The same person cannot sit on both sides. 4 different people can sit on 4 different sides. Everyone says, from my point, the Daifan Akum is on the other 3 sides. But the same person can't sit in 2. Why? Rabbi Eliashiv understands we're talking to the same person that is jumping from side to side. So, why he can't sit? Now this is a sukkah, now this is a sukkah, now this is a sukkah. Hey, so why he can't switch from side to side? When he sits here, these are the 3 tfanas. When he sits here, these are the 3 tfanas. When he sits here, these are the 3 tfanas. Why he can't switch from side to side? What is Tauta de Sase? Now Taket, this is Azeh, and now, why is Tauta de Sase? It's very short to understand. No, I decided now like this. Now it's 7 like this. Now I break it, I do this. So Rabbi Eliashiv is mashma, he learns as a Marisai. Some people tiny that the Dogum Revolver never meant that he's not allowed to jump. He meant that a guy is not allowed to sit like a Reish. What if a guy wants to sit like a Reish? Or you're telling me it's not mashma, he's sitting on one side, he eats from his table on the other side. The same person can be in both sides together. Every day after each other, Avada he could. The Dogum Revolver never meant to say that he can't. What would be if a person sits 4 people are in the sukkah? One guy wants to be moiti the other guy in a leisha basukkah. He could be moiti him in a leisha basukkah or not. So he says, could be midin arvis anyway, you could be moiti. But on the shayla fun arvis. For me, that sukkah is not a sukkah. Oh, I also could say, for me, for him, this is a sukkah, and for me, this is a sukkah. For me, that is a day for Nakuma, and for him, well, I think that he's. I'm asking you a shayla, Dr. Eliashiv. You think that that guy is a shaygetz? No. So why can't be my team? But he thinks that you're a shaygetz. He knows you have a sukkah, and he has a sukkah. Why can't be my team? Other name? The shayla is, we can't sit under the wall. How stark the pshat is that you can't sit under the wall? How stark is that aloche that you can't sit under the wall? How stark is that aloche that you can't sit under the wall? That's the shayla. Every sukkah is kosher. I actually said he's misupik more from that. What would be the halacha is if a person eats mezonos in a sukkah, we make leisha basukkah, but because it's a shayla, if you're allowed to eat mezonos in a sukkah, you have to stay there a little bit. If you eat mezonos, so you stay a little bit. If you eat pas, you could go out right away. If you eat mezonos, you have to stay there a little bit. The leisha. So the shayla, the leisha goes on the achila and the yeshiva. So Miriam says, I was mesupek, he made leisha basukkah on one side, and now he wants to sit in the other sukkah a little bit. The shayla is, if he could or not. The pshat is, he has to stay in the same sukkah, he can't go to a different sukkah. So the shayla is, if we look at it, it's kilo a wall, or we don't look at it kilo, it's a wall. So this is the Dogul Mirvava, the Sharatzion brings him down la haloche, and Tof Reish Lamed Gimel Sivkot Mechof Aleph. Just he says, yes, beben odom echod loy. He doesn't say klar what he means. Interesting. Comes the Sfasemis and our sugi and says, not the case of Rabbi Eliashiv. Say that. So the Gemara, what the Rishonim said that the Istabo Baemtza, you can't sit, because Pashas the sugi only had 3 walls. The sugi didn't have 4 walls. Rashi said the whole sugi, the Revis is Pesach. Yeah. Frag the Sfasemis, Istabo minatzad. Right? So the Rishonim say you can't eat here because you're in it under the wall. Right? This is all the Rishonim. Frag the Sfasemes, you only need Zayin Tfochim. But in the rest you can eat. You have a sukkah 3 walls, Itztabo minatzad. Zog the Rishonim, you only can eat under the Itztabo. You can't eat under the Itztabo. Why? Because Deifen Akuma. Frag the Sfasemes, how much you need? Zayin Fochim. The rest you could eat. The rest you could eat. So what you will answer? The sugya is talking that exactly Shiur Sukkah. So the Poskim Shulchan Aruch had to write it out. But he says he has a better kasha. How much you need for the last doifin? Shlishis, how much? How much is shlishis? Afilu tefach. Shtaim kil choso. So it's enough a tefach. So why you can't eat here? Frank, this fasem is. So why ain't a chenami? I can't eat in the whole thing. I put a shlishis tefach and I can eat in those. Why the rishonim say I can't eat? Before we spoke, every time I can make the different akuma from a different side. The Sfasemes is asking, and the case of the Gemara, Yaakov, it's the Bami Natsar. So Rishonim say you can't eat because you're eating under the wall. Frank, the Sfasemes, how much you need for the wall? How much you need for the wall? First he says you need 7. So after 7 you could eat. What do you say? The Itztaba is exactly 7? The point is you might have to say it. What do you say? 7. Zogte, even 7, you could say a tefach. You could say a tefach. So, and it's what Sefer says, that then Mistomi, you could say the tefach where you want, every time when you eat. So the guy doesn't chab the whole place. Every time there's a tefach left. So why state in the Rishon that you can't eat? So he says, Weistois. To remember the Sfasemes. But that's a Sfasemes, a starke kasha. I'm saying, first he's asking a tefach, and then he says, so be'etzem, let me to eat. The guy never takes the whole space. Make a tefach in the place that is left over. So he says, Weistois, when you say shlishis afilu tefach, tefach is enough. But when the wall bends, you can't tell the wall bend only a tefach. The whole wall bends. And he's mesubik maybe in the whole thing, the whole 7. Even if it's 9, you can't tell him, it's enough for me 7, so the finakuma will be 7. You want the wall to bend, the whole wall bends. It's a chidush. It's a chidush. But he says that if you want to bend it, if you want to bend the wall, the only way is you have to bend the whole wall. On them, it's like a kasha. It's like a kasha. I'm saying again, the first shlav is the Dogon Mirvavo. The second shlav is the Morgan Avrom. Now, one Rizach that we already mentioned a couple times, the Morgan Avrom asks a kasha. And this Be'etzim Nogia to the next sugya. This reason I'm repeating this kasha. That state in the Rishonim you can eat under the wall. If you say Doifan Akumo, you can eat under the wall. This is most Shitas and Rishonim that you cannot eat under the wall. So two hours. One hour is Frag the Morgan Avram. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayin, Ha'oises Sukosri Kemin Tzrif. He takes Schach, he puts it like a Tzrif, and on top is a Tefach. The whole Sukkah is kosher. He's eating under the wall. So we see there is no chisaron to eat under a wall. We see there is no chisaron to eat under the wall. So why here the Rishonim Nemtzachon betur davar pashut? That you can't eat under the wall. The Rishonim say betur davar pashut that you can't eat under the wall. Why you can't eat under the wall? And I always say sukosri kamin tzrif state that you can eat under the wall. The whole top is a tefach. Both sides go down. The Gemara says, "Aoyser sukosik min tzrif." He's allowed to eat in the whole sukkah. Frek the Morgan Avrom, frek the Chazanish. How the Rishonim say by us that you cannot eat under the wall, and there say that you could eat under the wall? What is the difference? So Rabbi Yashiv in the Ores says one mahalach. He says, Be'etzim is no chisaron to eat under the wall. It's the sukkah. It's also a wall and also a schach. He says, only in a doifen akuma, that the only way to be kosher is to make it that it's not a schach, it's a wall, then you can't sit under the wall. says, if it's also a wool and also a schach, so lemaisa the sukkah is gvoy lemala me'esri mama. The only way to make it kosher is to say that it's mamish a wool. Then you can't sit and eat under it. Masha'engen and azaz sukkah, it's a wool and it's a schach. Who said it's a problem? Only, lemosh, you have schach posul. Schach posul is mafsik. So you have to say that it's mamish, not a wool. Because if it has a shame roof, it's already mafsik. Chazanish says in a bissel andere nusach that the gather is in a tzrif, we say that ke'ilu you're sitting under the tefach in the middle. Because it's crooked, the walls push you in. This is the gather of tzrif. It's not that it's kosher there, it's kosher under the roof. The walls ke'ilu suck you in to under the schach. This is the reason it's kosher. They suck you under the schach. But this is dafka betzrif. Dafka betzrif, it's kosher. If it's not a tzrif, it's not a kosher. But mekol makom, most rishonim for sure learn that besuka, deifen akuma, you're not allowed to eat under the deifen akuma. Shita satur, the rishonim. Just one more ashlame before we go weiter. The Maritz Chaya says that the Das Rashi is mashma that in Doifen Akuma you're allowed to eat under the Doifen Akuma. The Das Rashi that the Doifen Akuma you're allowed to eat under the Doifen Akuma. Where is the Rashi? Rashi and Daf Yudches Amud Alef. All of you learn the Rashi, Yudches Amud Alef. State in Rashi, Yudches Amud Alef, that Bedoifen Akuma, you're allowed to eat under the Doifen. Says, where's the Rashi? Says, the Gemara says that you have a Schach Posel, Schach Kosher, Schach Posel, Schach Kosher. Rashi says it's Ches Amud, the two psalim that are Dalit Fochim in the middle, they meet, and the Sukkah is Kosher in the middle, right? So Rashi says that the middle is Kosher. The beginning of the Amud, in the middle it's kosher, and you're not allowed to sit under the schach posul. Mashma and Rashi that under the schach kosher, all over the sukkah, you're allowed to sit. Rashi says it's psal schach neser, psal neser, psal neser, psal, psal neser, psal neser, psal, in the middle of the two psalim meet, you have a kosher sukkah. So Rashi, Yudches Amud Aleph, and you could sit under the psal and not under the neser. Masha from Rashi, under the Nesar you can't sit. But under the Psal you could sit. So it's Masha from Rashi that in a Doifen Akuma you could sit under the wall. Again, some want to say maybe it's only in that Sukkah that it's enough to move the walls. But we said maybe you have to curve it. Maybe the Rashi is masking that you can't sit under the wall. Rashi, if you design is mashma, the alamol you curve it. Okay, this alamol the shaila. If it's two kinds of Deif and Akuma, it's one kind of Deif and Akuma. But at least the Maritz Chayes Bayer says that even that everyone nemtzachon medas Rashi chutz in the Ritva that you can't sit under Deif and Akuma. Lemaisa in Rashi and Daf Yudches is mashma that you could sit under the Deif and Akuma under the Schach Kosher. Lamaib Tzachon, the next sugya. There's two halokim in the sugya. We'll start first the pshata sugya, and then we'll go to the lamdas of the sugya. Hoysa pchusa miyut fachim. The sugya is pchusa miyut fachim. V'chokak bo kedei le'ashlimo le'asoro. He digs to make it asor. First we have a Rashi. How much area he digs inside the sukkah? Listen, how much he's digging? Zogt Rashi, kedei leashlimo la'asoro, keneged aguma, ube'oiso gumo hechsher sukkah, be'oirech ube'roichav. Rashi learns, the sukkah is lemato me'asoro, he digs inside a hole, Zayin al Zayin. Not all Rishonim will learn like that. Again, the sukkah is lower from Asor Tfochim. He digs inside a hole that, and together, will be a height of 10. Zok Rashi, how big has to be the hole? Be'orech u'beroichav shiur hechshor sukkah. Im yesh misvas chkak velekoisel gimel tfochim psula. Tochis Mishloisha Tfochim Ksheiro. Zogt Rashi, why Pochis Mishloisha Tfochim is kosher? Pochis Mishloisha Kelovud Aloche Lemoisha Misinai. V'chashvinen lei Ki'ilu Achkak Lovud U'magia Ad HaKoisel. One of the shverest Rashis that exists. Zogt Rashi, you have a sukkah asorot tfochim, you dig inside a whole Zayin al Zayin, if the walls are rochok shalosh tfochim, it's not good. If it's less from Gimel, it's good. Why if it's less from Gimel, it's good? Why if it's less from Gimel, it's good? Zogt Rashi, the reason it's good, because we say lovud. What is the lovud? Rashi learns the lovud is that the chkak goes out. Not that the walls come close to the chakak. Rashi says that the chakak moves out. Lashon Rashi. V'chashvin elei ki'ilu achkak lovud u'magia ad ha'koisel. Rashi says ki'ilu the chakak moves out and gets till the koisel. This is the lovud of the sugi. When Azei stated in the Bach B'das Rashi, that the getter of the lovud is that the chkak gets to the doifer. Reb Avrom Minahar and the Pirush Arivov say no. The lovud of the sugi is not that the chkak goes out. Not that the chkak goes out. The getter of the lovud is that the walls come close till the chkak. We have to see later, the Rishonim make a little bit sense. And Rashi makes a little bit sense, and I will explain. Rashi is a bit more nezach. Lovud normally is kesosum. How the lovud will make that the inside ki'ilu reach the outside. Don't know what it means, ki'ilu it reach the outside. That is a Rashi. We look in the inside, ki'ilu it reach the outside. Pochis mishloisha. The Reb Avraham Minahar and the Rivov says we look on the outside ki'ilu it reached the inside. The chisson of their pshat is ear inside. Lovud to ear. To ear. The walls came to ear. You're answering me. I don't know if you could come to something. The lovud, this wall has to come to ear. To the ear. I mean to the edge. Lovud is two, you have two missing schach. Kilo, it's filled up. Here the wall comes up to where? So I was a little bit. Rashi mikoyach that Rashi decided no. The inside wall reaches the outside wall. The Rishonim Vaistois understood like Rashi. They don't say it. And they ask the Kasha and Rashi, why the Chakak has to be 7 and 7? Do 4 and 4 with love. Would you have 7? Frank the Rishonim, why I need 7 and 7 inside? Make a hole of 4 and 4, and the lovud, you will move the walls to the side, and the melee you will have a hechshel sukkah. As I Frank the Ran, why I need to have shiur zayin al zayin? Miu look the Ran. Dafkok sheyesh b'chakak shiur hechshel sukkah. Hola vochiloi. The afal gav de my damrin be lovut. Lechash will kill Einoi. Afilochi call shain bakak shir suka psula. Why? The call shain lo halala sore kishir shir suka. Have a lay diras rucho. He says it to be a diras rucho. Not because it'll be missing shir. You write that belong this. You can move the chakak ki'ilu outside. Aber lemaise, he says, hutzim yordim. You have a shiur asora. But the hutzim are disturbing you because you don't have a shiur. Here, if you will only have 4 and 4, you don't have a shiur in the sides. So if you don't have a shiur in the sides, b'meli, you don't have a shiur echshel sukkah. Basheink, and if you learn pshat like Reb Avraham Minahar, and that the walls come inside, no? So if you don't have 7 and 7, you don't have a kosher sukkah. The walls came inside, you don't have a hechshel sukkah. So the Pashtus, I'm saying, maybe Andrew Zog and Teres. But the Pashtus, we're learning Pshat, that we have two drachim. The Rishonim, Rashi, and the Ran, and the Ritva learn that the gather of the Lovud is that the wool moves out. Again, maybe later we'll have to explain beyond this. But I want first that we'll have Tzusa the Shmaisa. Reb Avrom Minahar and Rivov, Pirusha Rivov and the Riv, they learn, the wolves come in. Not only that, the Michtam learns like Rashi, and he says, Yesh Oimrim Shafilu Ein Bachakag Zayin Al Zayin. It's kosher, because we say Lovut, and the whole sukkah becomes kosher. And Kiilu, we have 7 and 7. Again, I want to explain. It's two parts of the sugya. It's the pshat and the lomdos of tesis, and then maybe we have to go back to understand this. The val this chaylek, I want just more to have it v'shteit from understanding. Again, Rashi says these words. V'chashvinim ki'ilu achak lovud u'magia ad ha'koysel. Rashi doesn't say the walls reached in. Rashi says the chakak reached out. The Rishonim also learned it till they asked the Kasha, so why we need 7 and 7 inside? And they answered the Rasrucho. Goes the Michtam, says, V'yeshoim rim, even if inside is only 4 and 4, you have 7. Love.
Just like the Hitzvah, you need a
Hechshav,
then you say
different. No one says that you need a Hechshav to say Lovud. We'll see the whole. Again, it's about for different akuma for Lovud. For Lovud, we'll see in a second in our sugya. For Lovud, you don't need kosher azachen. This is the whole sugya here. The Gemara will ask why you don't say different akuma, and a second we'll see. But Lovud, you could say. Danny, Lovud, you could say. You could say Lovud. You could say Lovud. You could say Lovud. So again, the Rashi said. Didn't explain, but Rashi says that the walls move. We don't know what it means. The Rishonim took it as a question, so maybe it's enough less from 7. And they said, Diras Rucho. The Michtam came and said, Lemaise, Zog the Michtam. Zog the Michtam, Lemaise. You don't need more from 7, it's enough 4.5, because with love you'll have a kosher Sukkah. Avad lefir Avrom in Ahar, Avad, it's not good, because Lemaise, the walls came close. Lemaise, the tour, all of them paskin like Rashi, like the Ran, like the Ritva, that you need 7. Poches from 7 is not kosher. Kler de achroinim. Okay, so you have 7, and you have less from shalosh, it's kosher. Less from shalosh is kosher. Right? We say love. You're allowed to eat on the Sfas HaChakak, or you're not allowed to eat on the Sfas HaChakak? And again, I want this clause because later we'll go to all the different afkaminas portions and study. But let me get first, in this case, you're allowed to eat on Sfas HaChakak, or you're not allowed to eat on Sfas HaChakak? As I learned the Rishonim. And two state, the kosher betoich HaChakak. Zog the Bis Yosef and the Bach state in Tur, the kosher betoich HaChakak. You're not allowed to eat on Sfas HaChakak. Fragen der Rishonim, why you not allowed? Fragen der Achroinim, why you not allowed to eat on Sfas HaChakak? Meish no from Psal? So the Bikur Yankov says, if the walls move in, I don't have a kasha, you're behind the walls. Like we said in Deif and Akuma, if the walls move in, you can't eat behind the walls. If you learn like Reb Avrom in Ahar, and the Rivov, that the walls moved in, on them it's not kosher, so you can't eat on Sfas HaChakak. The walls moved in, you're behind the walls. You're behind the walls. It's better from Teis HaRosh, not Deif and Akuma. Lovud is Kesosum. The walls are here. You can't eat behind the walls. But all of the Achroinim learn, like Rashi, the walls didn't move in. The inside moved out. Mashaloi Yapshat. So now I have a kosher sukkah. So why I can't eat there? Why I can't eat there? Zogin Rishonim, Diras Rucho. And here they're saying a big chiddush that if you have a sukkah that is zayin al zayin, al gavoya yud, and one area is a diras rucha, you can't eat in that part. From this sukkah, they might see a chiddush that if you have a kosher sukkah and one part of the sukkah will be a diras rucha, you can't eat in that part. Frei the Magen Avraham, and in Tzrif, you eat in the bottom. It's lesson 10. Why is not Dina Srucha on the bottom of the tzrif? The tzrif goes like this. Shtei di allowed to eat in the whole tzrif. Maishno. Again, we have to say tzrif is kilu eating in the middle. I don't know what it means. Yeah? But again, so we have two drochim. The vial is mamish only bepshat. Bepashtas, maybe it's not negia to the avon. Bepashtas. Rashi Mishuma said, I'm moving the walls out. And the Rebbe Avraham in Ahar and the Rivov says, I'm moving the walls in. The Rishonim is Meduyek. And I know Andre learned Anders, but I'm missing a Madgishit. And the Ran and the Ritu was Meduyek, that they learned like Rashi that I moved out. And the minute they were asking a Kasha that even if it's no Zion or Zion, let it to be kosher. And they answered Diras Rucha. We have to know if the Ram and Diras Rucha is only B'dievet, not Me'akev, how we'll answer it. We have to say that here the Ramam is Moedet. Only he will learn that you move back. But if it's only Diras Rucha, we have to remember that we had a shittas in Diras Rucha that it's not Me'akev. So it's a shtickel baya. It's a shtickel baya. But the Rishonim learned that Diras Rucha is Me'akev, and we made it the Rishonim answer to Diras Rucha. Mashegel if Rebbe Avraham min Ha'aretz na lekash, we said the Michtam says, V'yeshoim rim, the taki it's enough, arba v'chetzi. And you say love. Came the Achroinim and said, state in two, that it's only kosher b'fnim, it's not kosher as fasa yitztabo. Why is not kosher as fasa yitztabo? Lo yigora mipsal? Zoyt b'kori yagim, if our Lord pshat in the two, that is really like Rebbe Avraham min Ha'ar, that the walls move in, b'meile, I don't have a kash. Abaval, we know that all the Rishonim said that you move out, so we can't answer it. So the Mogen Avraham in the Taz, because even that it could be kosher mitzvah psal, Abavdira Srucha, you can't eat in the psal. So Bosh the grace of Chidush, that psal doesn't help on the din of Dira Srucha. So Nafkamina, you have a kosher of sukkah a lot of times, you have one area that some leaves go down. So the whole sukkah is kosher. But this place is a Dira Srucha. And you can't eat in a place that is called a Dira Srucha. You can't eat in a place that is called a Dira Srucha. As I said, the Mogen Avraham. So this is the Pshata Gemore. I want to leave the Pshata Gemore. Maybe in the end we'll go back to it. And we'll start now the Lomdus of the Gemore. Before we read the end of the Gemore. What is the Chisorin in this Sukkah? I want to be mimed it because this is the house of the sugya. You have a chakak that is 7 tfachim, 8 tfachim. You're missing 2 tfachim. You dig around it. But you have a sugya that is less than 10. You dig in the middle a little bit. So in the middle you have 10. So, but the hole himself is only like 8. You want to use the sfasa chakak. The Gemara says if it's more far away from 3 tfachim, it's not kosher. Right? Why it's not kosher? How you learn pshat? Why it's not kosher? I have a hole that is 8 tfachim and 7. It's missing 2. Around the hole, I move 2 tfachim around, and I have a little wall, right? I had a little house, 2 tfachim, not a kosher sukkah. I went to the middle, I dug 8 tfachim in. If it's far away, 3 tfachim, it's not good. Why it's not good? Try to think good. I'll give you 2 drochim how to learn. One derech to learn, I don't have a wall of 10 tfachim. 8 and 2 was not 10. Where is 10 tfachim? 2 are here, 10 are here. If I put them near each other, I have 10. I don't have 10 tfachim. So I don't have a wall. If it's betoch shalosh, either way, I get 10. So what is my problem is? I don't have 10. One way. And this maybe will be Shitas Rash. Shitas Teisves, and again, we'll see it in the end, the Teisim and Shas, a wall could be 2 here, 2 here, 3 there, it's a wall. Who said a wall needs to stand near each other? A wall doesn't need to stand near each other. It has a shame of a wall. Even if it's in 2 different places. Even if it's in 2 different places, it has a shame of a wall. So what is the problem here? There's a problem, there's a halacha that the mechitzas need to be near the schach. There's a halacha, you have to be the mechitzas near the schach. If it's sholosh tfachim, this wall is not near the schach. This wall is near the schach. This wall is not near the schach. What do you say, Deif and Akuma? The Gemara says you can't say Deif and Akuma if it's more from sholosh tfachim. So what gets this piece of wall near the schach? It's called a wall. It's a wall. But the wall is not near the schach. I will explain to you. When I'm nogea to Shabbos Kodesh, and I need mechitzas asara, and two will be here, and five will be here. It could be a reshus hayochid. Why is a reshus hayochid? Two are here, and this is a reshus hayochid. They're not near each other, the walls. So what if they're not near each other, the walls? All together, I have walls of asara tvochim. Who said walls need to be near each other? The Heiner. Our suffix is, it's a chisorin in the walls that they cannot be mitztaref. Or it's mitzad walls is no chisorin.
It's one wall.
A part here. It's a wall. Who said a wall needs to be? A lulav has to be one lulav. A wall is a little bit here. It's a wall. Now it sounds muftka, but I'm especially saying it without saying where we will see the nafkeminas. Shit, I'm just telling you, shitas ateisves da choinim nemtzachon, wall could be mitztaref in different places. And it's called a wall.
Even more,
I'm speaking more. Less than three tvachim, we say love. The Gemara never had a problem mitzad a wall. She had a problem that it's not near the sukkah. You could be mitzaref walls, they don't have to be near each other. We'll learn a sugi later in Teisves. You have a hole, 5 tfochim, and you have a gate, 5 tfochim. It's a shal if it's mitztaref together for Shabbos. The gate, bichlal, doesn't have to be near the hole. The gate could be 5 meters around the chotzer. In the middle of the chotzer, you have a big field. You have a little wood gate, 5 tfochim. In the middle of the chotzer, you dig 5 tfochim. That middle place is Rishus HaYochid. Why? He has 5 here and 5 there. No love with you. It's Rishus HaYochid. The top only has 5. It's Rishus HaRabim. The bottom has 5. Gidul Chamisha v'mechitza Chamisha b'mitztaref. No one says they have to stand near each other. I don't have a riot. Maybe they have to. But this is what I'm trying to explain. You take the case of Shabbos. You have a field that is big. You have a gate, 5 tfochim around it. And in the middle of the chotzer, you dig 5 tfochim. So the guy that is standing inside, he sees around him 10. 5 very close, 5 very far. Oh, he's a Rishus HaYochid. He has mechitzas asora around him. Who said the Rishus HaYochid is a din that the mechitzas have to touch the person? And a sukkah, it's not good. And we could say, no, even in Shabbos, it's not good. A wall, a half here, and a half here, is Nishkin wall. Now, this is a shayla. Again, shita satesis is klor, that they don't need to be each other. Only the gabi sukkah. Shita srashi is a shayla. Now we'll read the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Maishno hosom de amres pochis marba ames. Umaishno hocho de amres pochis misholesh tfochi. Hosom the isel a doifen pochis marbaamois sagi, hochel a shvuya le doifen pochis misholish tfochim ein iloi loi. So when you read the Gemara, for sure it'd be easier to learn the Gemara like Rashi, like the first. Here it's not a wall. I can't say doifen akuma. When I have a wall, I could say doifen akuma. Here it's not even a wall. That's what is mashma in Rashi. If you learn like Tesis, it's already a wall. So the Loshon HaGemara needs a pshat. What the Gemara is answering? Look at Loshon Rashi. Hosam the Yisrael Doifin Ma'am is the Ike Shem Doifin Olam Kol Doifin Shem Poris Miyut Shmoy Doifin Ve'afulu Gevad Lorike Yigat Arba Am Is Chosu Mashu Ayim Rechmon Lamoish Doifin Akuma Hocha Poris Miyut Ein Shem Doifin Olam Elo Hashtu Ude Be'in Ela Shvu Ya Doifin Kilka Be'mashe Ino Doifin Lo Il Agmere Rechmone Do Doifin Akuma Agmere Ve'hai Lav Doifinu Ve'gah Poris Megim Al Tfochim Michol Duchte Lov Ud Shapir Domi Ve'iloi Loi. Again, I'm not saying that it's a kashe, because we could explain that the whole thing is a doifin, but that piece is not a doifin. This is close. You need to move that piece. He himself doesn't have a shem doifin. But again, if the chisorin is that it's not called a wall, then the gemara is mamish poshut. If it's called a wall, just as far away from the sukkah, it needs a hezba. So I want to say, we especially mentioned two nekudas of the sugya. One nekuda is the machleik is how the lovud works in the sugya, and the second nekuda is where is the chisorim when they're not near each other. We have to chazer on them, leave them and decide a second. who are starting to learn the tesis with the tesis in Bezes Hashem, and after the tesis and everything, we'll go back to that, and then the sugi will come out close Bezes Hashem. It's a close time now.